friends. That TAU is going to be awesome.
Praise God, praise God. And we're going to believe God here. Hallelujah. We're welcome in this place. Welcome in our hearts. Come and have your way. Meet us face to face, all consuming fire, move without restraint.
Yes, Lord.
Breathe, Spirit, come.
Jesus.
Your heart's desire.
Placed in this church. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we don't even have to think to breathe, because in you we live and move and have our being. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Faithful God. The faithful witness, the faithful Son of God, who took all our sins that we will ever do and ever commit, Lord Jesus, taken and annihilated, Lord Jesus, and you remember them no more. They're in the sea of forgetfulness. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We go forth as a mighty, mighty, powerful army of God, and it's only through you we can do this. Thank you for the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, for the gifts of the Spirit.
Thank you for the fruit of the Spirit.
Thank you that your love is placed within us, and we don't have to walk in our own love. Thank you that you fulfill the law, and the law has been fulfilled completely and totally in you. And we walk in the resurrection new covenant, the covenant of grace, hallelujah, the end-time power that you have anointed and equipped us to do. Hallelujah, the glory that will be seen upon this earth. Like none we can imagine or think, but you have revealed unto us through our spirit. We are spirit being and we walk in the spirit. Your church is triumphant and glorious. Your church is a praise. Your church does the work of the ministry. We are a body fitly joined together, and we increase as we increase in love. We love you, Lord Jesus, with all our heart, soul, mind, and every being. Thank you for that love that you place within us. But most of all, God, you love us. Oh, thank you for that great love that you love us with. And there's nothing that we can do that will take us out of your hand.
Yes,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The healer is in the house. The healer is in you.
Yes, I am.
Hallelujah, the healer is here.
Thank you, Lord, that you are.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Lord. Hallelujah. Is with us.
Hallelujah.
Father, is it not right that the sons and daughters of Abraham, with whom your covenant is forever, be loosed this day?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
All sickness,
amen.
And all financial lack in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
All right, well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Glory, glory.
But we began with worship in the communion class.
Yes, we did.
Lord, I thank you for your word.
Yes.
He's going forward.
Yes.
Thank you.
And we go forward with him.
Yes. Thank you.
Honored Christian soldiers.
Amen. He's the head, we're the body.
Amen.
We're on page 32 in the Holy Communion book. Health and Wellness Through Holy Communion by Joseph Prince. So this book is a blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
And he said...
You said 32?
Yeah, page 32.
Okay.
He said, the Lord's Supper brings the double cure.
The double cure.
They used to sing about that, and that was an old song. I like that song. The Lord thinks of everything. I can't count the times I prayed for one thing, and by the time my faith was finished, he had done several things that was necessary. And I watched it. And I said, Lord, you think of everything. And
yes, he does.
He's foundational. And he'll help us be just as foundational as he is. You know, we consider ourselves to do things in our power. That's how the world operates. That's what we see people do. But God gave us his knowledge, and we can live by his knowledge. He gave us his wisdom. We can live by his wisdom. Now watch this. He gave us his ability, and we can live and do things just like he does. Everything that we do, when a person's anointed, I ask the Lord that definition of the anointing. Ask the Lord for definitions. Sometimes we would do so much better if we would let him give us definitions.
That's right.
Amen. Can I just interrupt you just for a minute? We look to the rabbi, we look to the concordant, but the Holy Spirit said, I want to teach you this scripture.
Yeah. That's
I want
exactly
to. Correct. And it's not that we can't look, you know, elsewhere. But look at the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. He's the greatest teacher. He knows it.
Yeah.
I thank God. You need no man to teach you, but that same Spirit. And Jesus said he came to teach us all things the Spirit did. Mm-hmm. So we need to allow him to do it.
Yeah. I thank God for the Hebrew and Greek and Aramaic interpretation.
That's beautiful.
But ask the Lord for his interpretation.
Yes.
It's pure. It's perfect.
You know how you do that? I've been talking about this all week. Mm-hmm. Taking your own bias out.
Yeah.
Taking your bias completely out. Yes, no bias. Mm-hmm. Lord, teach me.
Yeah. When I ask the Lord to teach me something, I don't care what he say. I'm all ears. I want to hear what he has to say. My wisdom only gets me so far, but his is perfect. But when I asked him about the anointing, I said, Lord, what's your definition of the anointing? And this was in the season he was giving me definition. He said it's a sanction that gives a man or a woman God's ability to perform and finish a specific task.
That's good. Say now, it again.
It's a sanction that gives a man or a woman God's ability to perform and finish a specific task.
Are you standing?
Yes.
Are you standing?
Oh, okay. Stand. But the thing is, by the anointing, we can. It's not just our ability anymore. It's his ability. If he tells you to do something, he anoints you for it.
Yes, amen.
And you have his ability to do it.
Amen.
The first thing you got to do if God tells you to do something is don't look at you. Look at him. Stay looking at him. Now, we'll go on with the lesson. But when you look at him, all things develop properly. And he thinks of everything. The double cure. He didn't just come to save us. He bought our healing process also.
Amen.
And he said, by now, it should be clear that the blood and the body have two different applications. This is consistent throughout the Bible. The prophet Isaiah said, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows.
Yes.
Thinks of everything, griefs and sorrows. Anguish from the mind, anguish from the heart, problems in the body. He thinks of everything. All this is included. He went on to say that the Young's Literal Translation, or YLT Bible, provides a more accurate translation for the words griefs and sorrows, stating that surely our sickness he has borne and our pains he has carried them. Similarly, the Gospel of Matthew, this verse was interpreted as he himself took our infirmities and our sickness.
She got that out.
In the Greek, infirmities or asthenia means bodily weakness. So we can see very clearly that Isaiah was saying that the Messiah would take upon his own body, our body, the weakness of sickness, pains. In other words, Jesus bore not just our sins, but also our bodily weaknesses, sicknesses and pains. And this is what some hymn writers of old called the double cure. And it's actually more than that, because he also included putting on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Mm-hmm. Wow. He thought of everything. When he redeemed us fully, so that
we can be on earth
as he is. We can be as he is.
Thank you, Lord.
The goal of God is not just to get you to do better, but to give you his abilities.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why whatever he tells you to do, you can do it, because he's going to guide you. And he's,
thank you, Lord.
When the church will get this back, they can do. They'll be unstoppable. They'll put the false prophet and the Antichrist out of business.
Amen.
Because you can do whatever God give you to do, you can do impossible. We look at what God doing, it's impossible to us, but he did it. Well, he can guide you in life, and you can do things that's impossible for a man. You know, and that's what it's all about. But you have to follow him, and you have to watch him throughout. You can't, when things are tough, you have to look at him. When things go good, you have to keep looking at him. In the duration, when it looked like nothing happened, just keep looking at him. And I can remember the process of every phase, and I was watching him. And I looked back on it, I said, Lord, you're good. he helped you conquer every emotional problem that you could have.
Yes.
And every limitation that you
could possibly have. Thank you, Lord.
We are in him. There's no pressure when you're looking at him. Okay, we'll stop here. He loves us.
The Methodist Church, David might have saw it too. They got on their thing that they put, it says, always remember, greater is he.
Greater is he. Greater is he in me, in you.
Amen.
That's why I say, ask for definitions, because God will give you definitions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The interesting thing is, I noticed that the Greek word is often interpreted as, or translated as sickness. Mm-hmm. In the Greek word, it means weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Weakness. And you can think of that two ways. Obviously, if someone gets sick, their body's weak. They can't do what they used to do.
Yeah.
The other thing is your body is weak in fighting off the infection. If you have an infection, mm-hmm. or germ is coming at you, mm-hmm. your body's weak in that. So Jesus, when he healed people, actually gave them strength.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's good.
Mm-hmm. He renewed their strength.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
That's good.
Could you define anointing one more time? I want to get it worked.
The anointing is a sanction that gives a man or a woman God's ability to perform and finish a specific task. You know, man or woman, that represents maturity.
Mm-hmm.
And because you have to be able to keep your eyes on him, live foundational.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beyond gender, so it's for all of his people.
Amen.
And a man or woman can be a child, and as long as you're mature enough to.
Yeah.
He don't give an anointing lightly, because once he do, you're responsible for carrying it and being faithful with it. You don't want to bury it and be rebuked. Cast it out in darkness. if you're anointed to do something, if God say do something, make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Be faithful as the man that received 5 talents.
Amen.
Okay, we're about out of time. Okay, he said, thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. It is for my healing, my spouse's healing, and my children's healing. You see how he included your house?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you that by your stripes, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, we are completely healed.
Yes.
I believe and I receive.
Yes.
The Lord our God subdues everything. And as we follow him, we learn to subdue all things too. He said, thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood. Your blood has brought me forgiveness and washed me from every sin. I thank you that your blood has made me righteous.
Yes.
And as I drink, I celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. I love you because you first loved me.
Amen.
He thinks of everything.
Thank you, Lord.